Forever! Dog!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
How we doing, Bellhouse?
Ah! Okay, hold on. We gotta sit down. Wait.
We gotta sit down. Hold on.
Ding dong!
Las Culturistas calling!
Oh.
Wow, that was fine.
Yeah.
That was so fine.
We wanted to sing a Taylor song that mentioned God.
Yep.
And then mentioned God as a cisgender male.
Yep. It's actually rule of culture number 6. God is a cisgender male.
But God, because, you know, it's Passover, it's Easter. Can't forget.
Except I fully did forget. And my dad on Friday called me and said, "Hey, Matt, try not to eat meat." And I was like, "Too late, bitch." And I said those exact words.
Wow.
We have an amazing relationship. Where I can call my dad a bitch.
Wait, I think we will probably get sued for talking about this.
Sued for what?
The Taylor of it all.
Okay.
So, hold on.
Hi.
Everyone knows.
First of all, there's a Taylor of it all.
There's a Taylor of it all. But are people aware that Taylor is counting down to something?
Oh, we know of the countdown.
Everyone thinks that the countdown is for new music, but the
countdown... Okay, do we want to do this? We risk a lawsuit if we continue.
I think she would actually benefit from this.
God damn it, that bitch. She would.
The scuttlebutt is she's actually counting down to coming out of the closet.
I found out about this seconds ago. And I am intrigued, but have my suspicions.
Yeah.
I think, would she really do that?
Probably not. She wouldn't count down to it.
Well, right. So.
That's insane. It would be insane for anyone to come out as like a libertarian and to count down to it. To come out as anything and have a countdown. First of all,
but there's a question to ask once we engage in this kind of logic.
Yeah.
And it's, does she want us to think that and then do it and we think, well, there are no rules? Or are there currently no rules?
Oh, wow. You know, did everyone watch the Zizek Peterson debate the other night? You know, I don't know what was said, but I think the moral was there are no rules.
Well, there are no rules. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If Taylor comes out as queer, I don't know. Because then we will literally have Apple Presents all gay things.
Yeah.
Then we're out. What then? At least then we get Buttigieg. We definitely get Buttigieg if Taylor is gay.
We definitely get Buttigieg.
We
get him? What does that mean?
We get him.
Okay, he wins?
I think that's what I mean, and I think you know that's what I mean.
Great. I would love that. I would love for not only Taylor to come out as queer, but for Pete Buttigieg to win as a result. That tracks.
I feel like if I'm her brand manager, and she's political now, and she says I'm queer, I then say, okay, queer plus I'm political now, we're stumping for Buttigieg, baby. Her and Chastain would get along truly so well. Tell me that Taylor and Chastain, that wouldn't be like a full thing.
Yeah. I think Chastain's edging for a talk show. I think, like, there's a conflict of interest that's unfolding right before our eyes, America. And it's that Chastain Buttigieg wants to be a something.
He wants to be a first gent, which I hate calling it that.
I thought Chastain's whole thing was he wants to be called a first lady, but will present as male.
He refers to himself currently, and I can only say what... And current events are happening as we speak.
As the first lady of South Bend?
Current events are happening as we speak. It's actually rule of culture number 3. Current events are happening as we speak. And I can only speak to what's current.
Yeah.
I can only speak to what's current. And he is currently on his Twitter claiming to be the first gent of South Bend. And you have to think that would translate to the White House. Yeah. That he'd continue calling himself first gent. Which I guess that's what it would be, right? Gentleman, lady, would you be first man?
First gentleman.
First gentleman.
I think that's what the whole conversation was around Bill.
Yeah. How dare you bring that up?
I know.
I think I would actually be a really good political husband in the new era. This is where you emphatically agree.
Well, okay, talk about what does the White House look like at Christmas?
You went right to decorating shit?
I
would obviously get someone for that.
Okay.
But I would have, like, say I I don't know.
Oh, wait, wouldn't it be iconic, though? Because this is just you, and I'm thinking about you decorating the White House. An IKEA Christmas would be gorgeous.
Yeah, and that would actually be inspiring to the nation.
Sorry, I cut you.
Because it brings everyone down. It unifies people.
Yeah.
To have everyone have IKEA furniture, that would be a unifier. I'm very good at this. Truly already.
Already.
But I would be good at my message. Because you know how every first person has to have a message?
Yeah.
My message would be bullying to troll Melania. And I would truly get nothing done. It would just entirely be about saying I was trolling Melania. And we would not tackle bullying because you can't pitch, you can't tackle an amorphous thing. It's like people are gonna bully, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And aren't we all happy we went to adversity? Maybe.
Brooklyn, how are we doing tonight? Are we doing okay?
Can I tell you, you said Brooklyn, how are you doing tonight? And my instinct was that Brooklyn Heights, the drag queen, was here. Because I can't stop thinking about her after that episode.
It was great.
That was good.
It was good. It was good. A lot of fun moments. What's that? The face?
You gotta speak up, bitch. You have everyone's attention now.
Okay, no, it's fine.
What?
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. There's a hand prison happening. It's okay.
Are you a Brooklyn Heights fan or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, did you guys watch Drag Race? Shocking. Who likes Brooklyn? Who likes Silky? I like Silky. Who likes Evie? Akira? Who doesn't care? End of an era.
Oh.
Drag Race is dead here and now tonight.
Oh, no.
Well, what, bitch? They just did it. They did it, not us.
No one declared anything. Okay.
I'd like to declare something.
Yes.
Did you guys notice my jersey?
It was
$90.
Yeah. You know, when you stare at the $90 jersey, the $90 jersey stares back.
Yep.
And you buy it.
I wanted a tacky shirt that said LA on it for the show. And I went to go buy it, and they said it's $90, and I didn't want... I don't know, something very insane happened to me where it meant more to me to be cool to the person at the desk than not spend $90. And I was like...
What is, like, what's...
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's too low, actually. Here's my whole wallet.
Wow, you really, really showed them.
I did.
That you were cool.
What's up with you, bitch?
Not much. I had a little staycation here, which, what is this, 2015? But I had a staycation, and I got myself a nice little room.
I heard.
At a hotel in Williamsburg.
And what happened when you went to check in?
Oh, don't.
No, I did.
Person who checked in was this lovely person named Owen.
Hot name, can we say?
He said, wow, I listened to the pods, plural.
What other pods do you have?
Well, he said he was like, I listen to you guys, I listen to Cat and Pat. He was hearing this. And then give it up for Cat and Pat.
Cat's here. Pat
is not.
Does not.
Pat made a choice to, actually, no, it's a legitimate choice. It's his family's last weekend in his childhood home. So.
I don't care. Okay. I thought he should have done the show, bitch. Ashes to ashes. It's a fucking house.
You don't miss your old house?
No, not at all. Where? To see where I was very sad? I was very sad in my childhood home growing up.
Because I'm gay.
If you didn't get that from everything about me. And he's gay too. Bowen's gay.
Oh, actually, can we talk about this? We said we were gonna address this. Yes. So Matt is this just beautiful Rube Goldberg PR machine right now. And he's trying to push this narrative.
My three things.
He's trying to push this story that I am white and straight.
Bowen's white.
Okay.
Bowen Yang is white. And not only is he white, but he's a white bitch. You say unpack this. It's plain.
It's plain.
Bowen's white.
Yeah.
He admits it.
What are we going off of?
You have tricked us and you're a betrayal. There's nothing more to this bit.
Yeah, it's truly just the bit. And you as an audience have to embrace the simplicity and the flatness of that.
I mean, you have to, and you have. Who bought something with the words Taylor Swift on it? You bought it. Can I say I just lost mine in high tops at West Hollywood? I lost my Taylor Swift sweatshirt. I have to pay $45, which is too much, again, for another sweatshirt. Of my own.
Yeah, people should know that we spend our own money out of pocket to buy our own merch, and that is...
not good.
Not good. Okay, let's just get to it.
Egomaniacs.
Let's just get to it. This show is called...
I don't think so, honey. Now...
yeah, who here knows what an I Don't Think So Honey is?
Do you guys even know what I Don't Think So Honey is? For those that do not.
I Don't Think So Honey is a unit of time. It is 1 minute for someone to go off on a unit of culture that is getting their goat, that is pushing their buttons.
Something they hate in pop culture.
Something they hate.
It's got to be addressed. I mean, listen, you're going to see truly a bunch of catharsis on the stage tonight, and it will feel good for you. Now, before we start the I Don't Think So Honey proceedings, we do have a friend that joins us for most of our live shows. She is a very famous actress. I know, very exciting.
Wait.
What?
Annette?
Yes.
No, she's not coming.
Annette's not coming?
No, she's not coming. She's not coming. Our friend of course.
Whoa, wait, you are seeing a live, Emma, can you edit that out?
Yeah.
Happened right before your eyes.
We're talking, of course, about our friend, the famous actress, the Troll Bowl.
Yes.
The Troll Bowl. Now the Troll Bowl.
No, I feel like we owe it to them to explain.
Okay.
So every time we do this show, we have Annette Bening come out here, and it's Peter Smith playing Annette Bening.
Yes.
But Peter doesn't have the costume tonight, so Annette's not coming out, but I wasn't told that. And so this is an edit that out moment.
Yeah.
And we're going to proceed. Who's high? It would really help me. Thanks. Yeah, it really matters. Dust to dust. We're on a big rock on this guy.
We skip ashes to ashes, we go straight to dust to dust.
I had to get to rock on this guy early.
So there are two types of I Don't Think So Honeys. There's two options for all of our guests tonight. They can do a pre-selected I Don't Think So Honey. It's a topic that they've chosen ahead of time, that they've probably beat out, as they say in the industry.
Beat out.
Or they can pick from the Troll Bowl, which is right here, the Troll Bowl.
So the Troll Bowl is filled with a bunch of topics to go negative on that would ordinarily be difficult to talk badly about. So, for example, past Troll Bowl topics have been Princess Diana.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes. JonBenet Ramsey. We don't care at all.
We don't care at all.
We don't care at all. If or they're it dead, it's better.
Yeah.
And Macaulay Culkin, Brittany Murphy. Hasn't been in there, but that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they have to go negative on this topic. It can be conceptual. Past conceptual topics have included diversity.
Yes. Affirmative action.
Yes. And so they have to shit on it. They can't do a workaround where they're like, oh, I don't think so, honey, this person, why don't you work more? No. You have to shit on the very essence of that thing.
And so to exemplify a pre-prepared I don't think so, honey, please welcome Bowen Yang to the mic. Bowen Yang. So you've prepared an I don't think so honey topic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in that case, your time will begin now.
I don't think so honey toilet paper. You want to get in my asshole, but I have to do all the work? No, thank you. I don't think so honey. I see you every day and yet you're trying to get all bougie on me by being like two ply, quilted, tufted Charmin. No, bitch. Your job is to wipe the shit out of my asshole. You don't get to be fancy, okay? Look, other cultures have advanced to bidets. The future is bidets, bidet culture. I don't care that plumbing is hard
seconds.
To hack. I want water in my asshole. That is the only way that I will feel at least anally stimulated while I'm pooping. So I don't think so any toilet paper. You're done, you're busted, you're dry
15
as
seconds,
hell.
I don't care. Left.
The Charmin bears are fascists. And
5 seconds.
If they represent something that is fascist to begin with, I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Bowen Yang on toilet paper.
It was like a nice, plain
don't
one.
Know yourself. It was fantastic.
Reading my own.
It was the best of the night.
Thank you very much. And now to exemplify
no,
it.
No, wait, but I want to talk about toilet paper for a second.
Okay.
Because I agree. I don't think so, honey.
Yeah.
The shitty toilet paper hurts, but cleans your ass better.
Yeah.
The good toilet paper feels like a dream, and it stays in your butthole for 2 to 4 years.
It's like gum.
It's like gum.
It's like gum.
In that way.
You're right. You're so right. What?
I am so right.
Oh, my God. What a fun paradox. Now, please welcome to this microphone Matt Rotters to exemplify a Troll Bowl. I don't think so, honey.
Okay. This is never my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
Because one time I got diversity, and that was a display.
And that was a display. Matt Rotters, your I don't think so, honey, Troll Bowl topic is the actress Julianne Moore. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Julianne Moore, you weren't good enough for Nicole Holofcener, for Can You Ever Forgive Me? You're not good enough for me. You wouldn't even be able to touch Melissa McCarthy's performance in that film. I don't think so, honey. Julianne Moore, I was going to say something about your freckles, but that's mean in a real way. All right. I saw the movie Gloria Bell. You were good. It was no Olivia Colman in The Favorite.
Oh.
Julianne Moore. Now that you've
seconds.
Won an Oscar, I expect that every time. I expect an Oscar-winning performance every time. You danced around in Gloria Bell and looked kind of sad. Who here seen Gloria Bell? More than I thought. Wow. I don't think so, honey, you all. Get more shit to do.
15 seconds.
We all could have done better things than see Gloria Bell, though I was happy to be there not seeing Captain Marvel. I don't think so any Captain Marvel. You looked vague. Anyway, Julianne Moore, you were amazing in Boogie Nights. You were not good in that movie where you were blind. I think it's called Freedom. I'm going to walk off the stage.
And that's 1 minute. Matt we have anyone from A24 in the audience? Gloria Bell?
Wait, can I say
distributed
something?
By A24.
I love Gloria Bell. I live for Gloria Bell.
Yeah, it was fun. Was it? Is it like a comedy where some?
Truly no.
Truly no. I was gonna ask, is it like, could it pass as a comedy because someone smiles in it? Because
Is it a comedy in the transparent way of like, oh, someone smiles in that? It's a comedy at the Emmys. Like, yes.
Yeah. And like in Orange Is the New Black way, oh, someone's smiling.
Right.
Actually, the first perpetrator of that was, I think, Weeds. Weeds was the, and I think Jenji Cohen.
Ruined television.
She should be put forth in a television tribunal. How dare you conflate genres? How dare you put us in this position now to call Orange Is the New Black a comedy? I know they shifted genres recently in the, at the Emmys, but
it's actually Real Culture number 12.
Jenji Cohen, ruined.
How dare you?
All
right, so are we ready to start? I don't think so, honey. Live.
Hello.
I am too. We've named all the groups.
And we're bringing them up in groups of five.
Groups of five. As you can see, there are five chairs. There are going to be five people in them. Everyone, please welcome to the stage this group,
More Like Booty Judge. Welcome Peter Smith.
Welcome Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Amy Zimmer.
Welcome Christy Chiller.
And Sydney Washington. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a beautiful group. What a beautiful group.
And the very first to the mic, otherwise known as Annette Bening, but not tonight, Peter Smith!
Oh my word.
Peter, did you
have... Hi, boys.
Hi. Did you have Annette... Were you in the Annette costume before this or no? I think we were very unclear with you about what you were supposed to do tonight, and I believe the last thing we ended on was that you were not going to do Annette because you have somewhere to go. You have a Seder to go to. Happy Passover.
Wow, put my shit on blast, Bowen.
Listen, I don't know. I'm happy to hear from Peter instead of Annette. In fact, Annette Bening, I don't think so, honey, but I do. All right, so
okay. Peter Smith. She pays my bills sometimes.
Peter Smith, are you going to be doing an I Don't Think So, Honey, Trouble, or are you going to something in that beautiful brain?
Oh, wow, the beautiful brain.
The beautiful brain.
Okay, we love that.
This is Peter Smith's I Don't Think So, Honey. Their time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, going first. Okay, the seal has been broken. Here I am, thrown out on top. The lamb, the martyr. Interesting tomorrow. Pretty timely, don't you think? Here I am, ready to be nailed to that cross of comedy.
Hey.
Oh, what time is it?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
I just need to get everyone ready for the rest of the show. 2 hours of people screaming at you. I'm keeping it pretty low to start because I don't want to blast everyone's eardrums out. By the time I get to the end of this 30 seconds, we're going to be louder and louder and louder.
50 seconds.
For the folks at home, I'm wearing a t-shirt that has my name on it. For the folks here, hi.
5 seconds.
10 seconds. I'm gonna get louder and louder and louder and louder.
And
you get louder too. Louder, louder, louder.
And that's 1 minute. Peter Smith warming up the crowd.
Whoa.
I don't think so, honey. I'm
my
a person
pleasure.
In position to warm up the crowd.
Oh, Peter.
I love that, Peter.
That was beautiful.
You have to. And now you have to. Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Katie Ruth. Oh, Katie Ruth.
Katie Ruth.
Hi.
We're so good, in fact.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to go from my brain.
From the beautiful brain. Oh, and I reached into the troll bowl. I don't know. And this is Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Katie Shush. I like Katie Shush.
Katie Shush Ashcraft.
I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who mistake my optimism as naivete. Okay? All right. I have but one life to live, and you're going to tell me to not get my hope up? Bitch, it's up. And it's rising, okay? My hope is renewable. Get it in the Green New Deal, okay? All right? Yeah, I believe in love. And if that makes me childlike, then goo goo gaga, bitch, I'm a baby. And I'm a baby that fucks people she loves. Okay? All right? And I don't want you maybe mistakenly thinking that it's a response to instead of... Or sorry, let me start over that. actually, I'm going to calm down for a second. And in my true, whimsical, optimistic self, I'm going to end with a poem. Okay? Where I'm going to recite Ross Gay's Sorrow Is Not My... my name, which is a response to, okay, but look, remember my niece, she's running through the field calling my name, my angel's voice of a singer. Oh, fuck.
God! That's 1 minute!
We got the poem. We get it. It's about being positive.
I was gonna let her finish. Can you recite the poem?
This is the end of the poem. Okay, it's Ross Gay's Sorrow Is Not My Name, and the end of it goes, but look, my niece is running through the field calling my name. My neighbor has a voice like an angel. At the end of my block is a basketball court, and I remember my color is green. I am spring.
Katie Ruth Ashcraft. That poem was beautiful. Poet laureate Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Beautiful. Please welcome to the microphone now, Amy Zimmer.
More poetry flowing forth. Amy Zimmer.
Hi, Amy. Oh,
no.
And you've come.
Not much.
No! She's come undone.
She needs water.
Thank you. Oh, so hydrated.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, Peter's got it.
Wow.
Hi.
Peter.
Hi,
Amy. Listen, here's the thing. We have two options for you. They are the Trovo, which is here. And then, of course, pre-selected. I don't think so many topics. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm going to go pre-selected.
Pre-selected is where she's going to go.
This is Amy's Zimmer's. I don't think so, honey. Amy's time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The past. Okay. Hate to break it to you, honey, but that happened. Okay, I'm right here, right now, in the present, honey. You hear me? Okay, I'm not thinking about what happened before. I'm here right now. I'm trying to guide us into the future here, honey, and how can I do that thinking about that old thing, okay? I'm all for history, but the past, my therapist says I have to go back into that.
30 seconds.
And learn more about covert narcissists, honey. I already learned that, honey. I won't go back there. It's Passover.
15 seconds.
Okay? And it's 420, and may I just say, free everyone incarcerated for drug offenses, right?
5 seconds!
I'll leave it at that. I don't think so, honey.
Yes!
That's 1 minute!
That's 1 minute, Amy Zimmer, everybody! Thank you, Amy Zimmer, and thank you, Christy Cello, for being there! Christy! Oh. How you doing, baby?
Hi, you guys. Hi, Les Culturistas. I'm excited. I love this show.
We love you. Now, here's the thing. There's a bowl here. It's the Troll Bowl. And you could do that, or you could do a pre-selected topic. And let me tell you something. I've seen you do both, baby. And I know that whichever one you choose, you'll excel.
Yeah.
You want to know something crazy?
Yes.
I'm doing a Troll Bowl.
First trouble of the night.
Get away.
Get away. Don't you dare touch it.
Okay. No. That one.
What's it gonna be?
Yes.
Christy.
Yeah.
Your trouble topic is the city of
Paris, France. And your time starts now.
Christy Cello, everyone! Paris, you can kiss my butt.
Kiss my butt.
Good of you to not mention the Notre Dame. Or did you just forget it was even there? I don't think so.
Elephant in the room. Notre Dame, pretty forgettable. Also, I mean, try not to be a cathedral, a gothic cathedral made of wood.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Yeah. Try not to.
Try not to do that.
As you lay in ashes on the ground, try not to be
see you in 15 years. See you in 15 years, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Oh,
when you're made of metal and are a museum that costs $800 to get into.
I don't think that's true.
Fuck you.
Now please welcome to the microphone our friend Sydney Washington.
Sydney! Ooh!
Hey, baby!
It's gonna be pre-selected or troll ball.
Oh, you know, I got my notes here. I got my notes.
She's got the notes. Apple.
Pre-selected, baby.
This is Sydney Washington's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her I Don't Think So, Honey starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, destination wedding. Okay, bitch. I don't care if it's in Aruba, Jamaica, or Cancun. Wait, is it spring break? I don't care. I don't care. Stop telling me it's a vacation. It's not a vacation if your mother, your sister, and your annoying friend from middle school is there. It is not a vacay. Stop telling me that I have a whole year to save. Bitch, you don't know my finances. My debit card just got declined in Dunkin' Donuts. No, I can't go to your destination wedding. Okay, I am not going to your destination wedding that costs $2,000 to watch you and a man named Ted that wears Crocs on date night.
15.
Tell your drawn out vows, okay? Listen, I don't think so, honey. My edges can't take it, all right?
5 seconds.
Wait, and stop asking me to be a bridesmaid on top of your destination wedding, all right? Listen, I don't want to be stuck with your six friends that all y'all got in common is Pinot Grigio, honey. I don't think so.
And that's
I don't think so, destination wedding.
Yes, Sydney doesn't want to go nowhere except LA.
Everyone give it up for this first group.
More like Booty Judge.
Peter Smith.
Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Amy Zimmer.
Christy Cello.
And Sydney Washington. Ooh, what a beautiful start.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And
wow. Truly, we're off to an amazing start. I say we get our next group out there. What do you think? Please give it up for this group.
Friday Night Lights. Sooty Green.
Yeah. Eli Coyote Mandel.
Ego Wodem.
Gary Richardson.
And Will Steven.
Yes. Friday Night Lights.
Friday
Night Light.
Crew, now welcome to the microphone, our friend
Sooty
Green.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Now, here's the thing, Sooty. I heard a rumor at brunch today with just you about what you were doing. Has that stayed true?
First of all, I just want to say that tonight on stage, we are all family.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's a tight-knit group here tonight. We're all cousins.
And I'm going to be vulnerable, and for the first time ever, I'm going to do the troll ball.
Wow. Thank you for being here.
I feel confident.
I'm so nervous.
Sooty. Your I Don't Think So Honey troll bull topic is Chrissy Teigen.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, Chrissy Teigen. You will lay out for literally any brand. Honey, you and John, okay? Pampers, Target, fucking your skin bronzer, fucking even John Legend sponsoring Christmas now. The two of them on Christmas. Also, she is not eating all that food. No way. Every night, tonight we have chicken, we have pasta, garlic and cheese. And babe, are you excited? Babe, what do you think, Luna? I do watch every single Instagram story. Also, girl, you funny, but like, you're funny for a model. Okay? You're funny like a guy on my improv team's girlfriend is funny. Like, good job. Yeah, that technically is a joke.
5 seconds.
It's just coming out of somebody with the most symmetrical face you've ever seen, so you're like, whoa.
Chrissy Teigen is Oba Party!
Party. And now welcome to the stage, the man responsible single-handedly for Weezer's revival, Eli Coyote Mandel! Eli,
Weezer says thank you!
My beautiful friend
that's done more for me than I ever could.
That's not true. That's not true. Eli, okay, you have two options, pre-selected or troll book.
I'll say this, I did something kind of wacky and outrageous.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Which means?
I wrote out a statement,
yes.
but I would love any topic that I could say it on.
Oh, so you want us to pick something out of here, and your written
and
statement
And I am confident that my pre-written statement will match.
Something? We'll see.
We'll see. This is an interesting one.
Because
this is the star of Roma, Yalitza Aparicio.
Her first name is Yalitza.
Yalitza
Aparicio.
And Eli Coyote Mandel's time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Yalitza Aparicio. Yeah. You know, some might call it or them a coward's endeavor. Are you freaking kidding me with this crud? Not only does that thing or person suck ass for reasons I think we all understand.
No.
But the people who enjoy it are fools, cowards, and quite frankly, racist. I mean, this topic, as if... If I were stuck on a boat with this person, thing, or idea, and also Hitler was also on the boat, and I had a gun and the gun had two bullets inside of it, I'd pop two in my own head, so Hitler had to be with this thing for 5 minutes. I yield my time.
Rule of culture number 702. If you like Yalitza Aparicio, you are racist.
Are you ready for Egg on Water?
Ego!
Hi, Bowen!
Ego invented the high-waisted jean, I just
I invented it in my basement in Baltimore.
Yeah. Trollbo here that is full of topics, or we have a whole probably mind full of ideas that you can spew on.
I have some shit to talk about.
Okay.
This is Ego Waters. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Motherfucking dating apps, okay? Okay, I know this might not be an original idea, but I'm sick of this shit, okay? Men are now cowards, all right? So I don't think so, honey. Men. You need to talk to me in real life, okay? I don't need a pen pal. I don't need a man to text for a few days at a time who then falls off and reappears months later. Bitch, I thought you were dead.
30 seconds.
I have friends to text. And if you see me in real life, come up and talk to a bitch, okay? Because I'm looking for some dick. It's been a damn drought, okay? And this is the one time I have to tell people in a public, place that I need dick. So fuck your dating app and talk to me in person!
Person, y'all. Wow.
I am very excited to welcome Gary Richardson!
Gary! Ooh, Gary.
Always looks right.
The beautiful
Always
one.
Looks exactly right.
You're
looks
too
right.
kind.
Come on.
Gary. You're too kind. You're too kind.
What's it gonna be? Pre-selected or troll?
You know, I live above a bodega, so today I was thinking about this. Okay. So I'm gonna go pre-selected.
It sounds pre-selected.
Yeah.
Alright, this is Gary Richardson's I Don't Think So, Honey.
His time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Honeydew melon. Okay? For real, let's keep it a buck right now, okay? If I get a fruit salad, the kid want grapes. The kid want watermelon. Okay, but I'm staring at the fucking Wizard of Oz with this fucking green nothing that is honeydew melon, okay? All right, plain and simple, okay? Honeydew melon is the produce equivalent of going to the bathroom, taking like a tiny shit, but you're wiping for days. That's what it is. It's like, hold on, like, wait, how the fuck did this pop off? Why is this going down like this? This ain't how shit should be. I've lived my whole life living one way, and then you're gonna blast me with this like chunk of nothing taking up 40% of the fucking space. It's crazy, out of control. And then I'm talking to my guy at the bodega, like, yo, why are we doing this? And he's like, hey, I don't make it. You gotta live with it. And I'm just like, I don't know, dog, suck my dick.
And now, what do we got, Bowen?
We have the prince of my heart. Please welcome to this microphone, Will Stevens!
Yes!
Oh, Will.
I genuinely believe you were in love with him.
I genuinely
can tell the way you look at him is special.
I love Will very much. Will, what's it going to be, priest selector or troll bowl?
I'm going to go with the troll bowl.
I knew you would. I knew she was a brave bitch!
She's a brave bitch. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, Will.
Your I don't think so, honey. Trouble topic. Will Steven is
Serena Williams, and your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Serena Williams, and I'm gonna tread real lightly here. I don't think so, honey, Serena Williams, because guess what? You're too good at your sport, and you make cool Instagrams that I like, that I follow. Look, Serena Williams, she's the best at what she does. She might be the best athlete of all time, and how fucking boring is that? I don't think so, honey, being the best of your field. 2019 is not about perfection. 2019 is about struggle and about wrestling with what's going on in this country. Serena Williams does not contribute to that. Serena Williams is a scourge on 2019. Oh.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I love it. Give it up for Friday Night Lights.
Sudi Green.
Yeah,
Ego Wodo.
Gary Richardson.
And Will Steven.
We love those Friday Night Lights.
We love those Friday Night Lights.
Wow. Oh. Serena Williams is a scourge on 2019.
She does not represent struggle.
No.
Not at all.
Everyone, please welcome our next group.
Glamapusa.
Tim Gerba.
Lane Quinter.
You.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, come on.
Pretty people.
Where's Anne-Marie right now?
Where's Anne-Marie?
Oh.
Oh. There's Anne-Marie. Bob Mackie Fantasy. Oh my God.
Whoa.
You may be seated.
Did you wait on purpose? You can all be seated. Did you wait on purpose, bitch, for your moment?
Yeah. Yes!
Please welcome to the microphone,
Tim Gerba!
Hi, Tim!
Hi!
Whichever. Tim?
Hi.
What would you like to do, pre-selected or troll bowl?
I am gonna do pre-selected.
And we respect.
This is Tim Gerbox. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Matt Rogers on Tinder 4 years ago! That's right, this beautiful bitch and I matched. Oh my God, the possibilities are endless. The first thing he messages me is, I didn't know you were gay. Get guess what? Neither did most of my friends or my family because I was steeping in a sea of self-loathing. I then reply to him, I say, that is way harsh. He says, I think the line, honey, is that's way harsh, Ty. Don't you try to outquote Clueless, bitch. I was fucking 10 years old and saw that movie in the theater with my best friend, her older sister, and her older sister's hunky-ass boyfriend, who was wearing a cable-knit sweater that I could not stop watching, and I was only 10 years old. It was a confusing time for my body and my mind. And in conclusion, may I please remind you, honey, that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Was Larry Owens level. Wow, wow, wow.
Oh my god. Please welcome to the stage the fucking dressed for the occasion, Lane Quatermass! Give it up,
Lane.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, Lane.
Thank you. Oh,
what's this gonna be? Pre-select or troll ball?
Oh, I prepare and I pre-select.
Oh, wow! You care.
It follows.
You care.
It follows. This is Lane Quatermass, and I don't think so. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The holiday 420. I don't care if your little celebration is today. I am coming for you. Oh, you were started by a bunch of privileged white boys who could just cut class whenever they wanted and call themselves the Waldos. No. And I don't think so, honey, edibles, because any time I eat you, I either feel absolutely nothing or everything. I do not want to eat a Rice Krispie treat and be playing Russian roulette with a Rice Krispie treat that tastes like grass. And CBD.
Oh.
CBD is a lie. Mandy Moore, do not tell me about how when you put on CBD lotion and wear stilettos that your feet don't hurt. Bitch, the reason your feet don't hurt is because your shoes cost more than my laptop. Anyway, happy high holidays, you hotheads. Oh no, wait, that phrase doesn't belong to you. You stole it from the Jews.
And that's 1 minute, Lane Quatermass. Wow, everyone is sobered up here tonight.
Beautiful,
thank you, Lane.
Thank you, Lane.
Please welcome Neil DeSalvo.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Neil. Listen, we had a bowl here. We got a gorgeous mind. What? Truly, the world is your oyster right now. What do you want to do?
Troll bowl.
Ah! Wow. You guys go to the bottom for the good ones? Okay. Oh. New singer taking the world by storm.
Tell me?
Okay. Her name? Billie Eilish.
I knew it, bitch. I fucking knew it. I don't think so, honey. Billie Eilish, speak the fuck up. What are you saying? I am 33 years old. You are 17. If that's how you speak to your friends, I'm sorry, because you clearly don't have anything important enough to say. I cannot hear it. P.S. I follow you on Instagram. I don't understand the references to The Office. You're with Rainn Wilson. Like, I really don't get it, and that's a part of millennial culture I don't get. If 17-year-olds were alive in the mid-90s, you would all be closeted and sad like I was.
Okay. 20 seconds.
I also don't understand Billie Eilish, but my mother does, and that's really upsetting because she did an episode of Ellen, and then my mom was like, do you know this girl, Billie Eilish? And I was like, yes, I do. How do you understand what she's saying?
5 seconds!
So I guess just, I don't think so, Billie Eilish, but if you're 17 and you want to explain it to me, I'll be out there.
Ah! That's what I meant! And he's
17-year-old Neil's asking for
Neil
you.
Neil is available.
And please welcome to the mic, Mark McGann.
Mark McGann.
We have a nice, he prefer a seat be there.
And Mark is about to stretch.
We love it. This is the Spice Girls tour singing naked. If only Mark was nude.
Yeah, this is the assless man in the Spice World movie.
Right, yes, yes.
This is me, fifth grade, choreographing everything to Chicago.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
We all see it.
We were all
there. We're on board.
Mark, and what's it going to be?
I'm going to do pre-planned.
Pre-planned. Pre-selected. Another way to say that in another language, pre-planned.
This is Mark McGann's I Don't Think So Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, cutting the gay sex scenes from Rocket Man, the biopic for Elton John?
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you might as well just rewrite the entire tale and bring in a white blonde woman named Mary and tell us that that was the love life of his entire life. Because that was a delicious choice when we did that with Bohemian Rhapsody. We were all obsessed. I Don't Think So Honey, if you're going to do so, like, I will go see this movie, and I will start having sex in the theaters. I will go to every AMC in Midtown, and I will have sex, and I will recruit other men to do so, because that is what sex is. It's more than one person. Look, I absolutely understand. Or two, or three, and if you want four, just call me after the show. I understand
15.
Great. I understand the logic behind it because you do want money. The cleaner it is, the better. But think about this. You have history to make.
Five.
You could by chance do. Anyways, who's obsessed with my outfit? That's why I want to close this.
That's 1 minute. Mark McGann, everyone. Honestly, his I Don't Think So Honey was a feature-length film and couldn't fit into the 1 minute.
And we ended on the outfit.
And we love.
And now please welcome to the stage, Anne-Marie!
Anne-Marie! I am gagged.
Oh my God.
Nothing more to say.
You said fashion, so.
I did say fashion.
We said
is there also a blowout happening?
Yes.
Yeah,
all of it.
A bold lip, a blowout, fashion, all of it.
Anne-Marie. Gonna be pre-selected or troll bowl.
She's a pre.
She's a pre.
Anne-Marie, who's I Don't Think So Honey, your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, all Asians look alike. No! I don't think so, okay? Front desk Becky, who pulls up a Jenna Kim account when I'm trying to check in, and then I give you side eye and go, that's not me. You double down and go, oh, that's crazy because you look just like her.
What?
No, I don't think so. Okay, I don't think so, honey. Old white man who says, oh my God, that girl and you must be sisters. And I'm like, no, guess what? Not only are we not related, my parents are from Korea, hers are from China, so no. And then, 30. No, old man, you double down and go, that's crazy, because I was watching you both talk the other day, and the similarities are just so uncanny. I'm telling you, you must be sisters. You're telling me that I have a sister? Oh my God, thank you so much, old white man. I'm sorry. You're not apologizing, you fucking racist fuck. And you're staring at me, talking to someone, you fucking creeper. I don't think so, honey, okay? Bowen and I are not related, although I wish we were.
That's it! Anne-Marie, you! Give it up for Glamour Pussa!
Tim Kerber!
Lane Quedaris! Mark McGann! Kisses all! Kisses all!
Love you. Miss you. After the show. More people who are interested in foursomes.
17-year-olds, you know who to find. His name is Neil.
And now, welcome to the stage. The next group called
Foolish Men to Prey On.
Josh Sharp.
Cole Escola.
Josh Sharp.
Yeah.
Matt has Cole Escola.
Max Winter. George Samaras! Come on! Look at these foolish boys to prey on. They were dumb enough to come on stage. And now we'll pray.
We will pray on our first charge.
Josh Sharp!
Josh Sharp,
we're gonna pray on you. Come on!
Josh Sharp and Adam Selman.
Yes, in designer pajamas tonight, honey.
We love it. Okay, so listen, Josh. There's a bowl here. It's been rarely used. It's got full of troll bowl topics.
Well, it's for trolls, that bowl.
Of course.
Are you feeling trollish tonight, or are you pre-selected?
No, I've pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Josh Rob's I Don't Think So, Honey, as time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, remembering any of your names. I'm sorry, I can't. It's a deficiency, it's a mental illness, it's a handicap, and yet it makes me rude? No. The burden you have put on me is crazy. You've given me a full matrix of words I have to memorize, and because you've ascribed deep personal meaning, if I slip up once, I'm an asshole? No, that's on you, you know? Because most of them aren't even words. They're sounds. Like Peter, sure, that's a word, I guess. I'll give it a go. But like Megan, that's a sound. Megan, that's a sound. I don't use that anywhere else in my life. I'm not going to remember it, you know? I can try. Imagine if I came up to you and I said, you met me. And I said, for the rest of my life, remember this. Yeah. And then a full year and a half later in a dimly bar, I said, what was my sound? And you went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I went, no, it's yeah, 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 you asshole. That'd be crazy. Is this problem steeped in white supremacies? Are non-Anglo names harder for me? Yes, I hate my white brain. Whiteness is a cancer, but I'm not an asshole. I'm just stupid.
And that's 1 minute. Josh Harp! It's rule of culture number 18. I'm not an asshole, I'm just stupid.
And now welcome to the microphone.
Cole Escola! It's Cole!
Cole and Lace in Reeboks. Cole.
I was so excited to touch him.
Cole, what's it gonna be now? Little tease. Cole, what's it gonna be?
I've pre-selected.
Oh, we love that. We love that.
Cole, Cole, I don't think so, honey. It's time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Standing up to pee. I don't care. I don't care how good your aim is. There's always backsplash. There is always backsplash. If I wanted to get piss all over my legs and feet, I'd be going out with Matt and Bowen to bubble tea after this show tonight.
You're not coming?
No! My Uber is 3 minutes away. And another thing,
30 seconds.
I work so fucking hard at everything I do. I go to therapy with a list of things in order of which they are causing me pain. Okay? I pay $30 a month for Tinder Gold so I can match with people in other countries so I can choose my vacations based on hot guys I match with. Okay? So if
five
I want to take 5 seconds to sit my fat white ass down and take a breath, I will. I deserve it. I don't think so.
And that's 1 minute! I sit down every time I pee, each and every time. Think about that. Every time I pee, I'm sitting. Are
actually,
you standing?
I'm standing, but I. The more I think about it, a way to queer peeing is to sit down while you pee.
Take back peeing!
Now thank welcome you, to the microphone, our good friend, Max Witter.
Max Witter!
Max. Okay, Max.
Yes, wrench it out.
Max,
I'm sorry,
be?
I'm so stressed out. My stepmom just called me backstage sobbing.
No.
And I was like, somebody just died. But no, but my little brother just won his volleyball game.
Isn't that great? That's great.
So they're coming to visit next week. Anyway, so is that.
She was
sobbing. Sobbing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you should know better.
Should I just say, I don't think so, honey, Elaine?
No, no, no.
Okay,
whatever,
sorry.
Whatever it is you want to do.
Oh,
If it is Elaine, you can do Elaine.
No,
Okay, well, is it pre-selected or troll ball?
I want to be pre-selected, but I don't have anything, so can I do troll ball?
Yeah!
He wanted to do pre-selected, however, he had nothing.
Okay, Max.
Max, I feel very confident in
no.
you.
No!
Oh. Your troll ball topic, I don't think so, honey, springtime.
Springtime, and
your, time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, springtime. Everyone's like, oh, I love just like a light jacket. I love light layers. And it's like, you don't know what you're doing with your layering. Nobody, you don't know how to layer. Like, what you think is layering? No, you just like to cover up as much as you can because you have shame. No, you know. Oh, I don't think so, honey, springtime. All the flowers are like, ding dong, I'm here, you know? And that's a little ding dong for you too. Ding dong, I'm here. And it's like, okay, but then you leave 2 weeks later. And it's like, okay, so
So wait, you're just giving me a little taste of the floral arrangement around the city, and now I've just have to say goodbye to it, and then I'm just boiling alive for the rest of the season? Are you fucking kidding me? I don't think that I need springtime. Spring showers give me flowers, my ass. There's not even any flowers left in me.
What?
15. Oh, okay. And then how do you think that? And honestly, this whole thing, where are you when I
end the show? Great points all around from Max Winner. Great points.
Oh my god.
Please welcome Joe Castle-Baker! Whoa, where are those pants from?
I stole them from a rockabilly couple.
Yes! Ooh, okay. A rockabilly couple that had a flattering inseam on you. Joe, what's it gonna be? Please select your trouble.
Okay, I'll do pre-selected.
All right.
I'm a coward.
No,
this is
no,
you're
very brave.
I
don't think so, honey, as time starts now.
Okay. I don't think so, honey. People that don't want to hear about the dreams you had last night. Oh, I'm sorry that you actually are a fucking bitch. How about you learn about the internal world of your friend instead of pretending like I'd rather watch Game of Thrones than hear about my friend's boring dreams? Those are her fucking dreams. That's her unconscious mind saying, hey, put down the fucking booze and I'm gonna show it to you in a fucking butterfly.
30 seconds.
Yes. Why don't you listen to your friend instead of thinking that you're so fucking burnt out that you can't listen to dreams anymore? Okay? Now it's a TED
seconds.
Talk, all right? Listen. Dreams, people have realized that dreams are actually really real. And whether we like it or not, dreams
five
are
seconds.
Actually... Is that it?
5 seconds.
Okay, cool. Bye.
And 5 minutes. Joe Castle-Baker. Wow. Beautiful TED Talk from Joe Castle-Baker.
My word.
And
my
now,
word.
Welcome
everyone, please welcome
George Severus.
George, we love.
Beautiful.
Hey, Matt, do you remember earlier when you asked if the movie where Julianne Moore was blind was called Freedom? It is, in fact, called Blindness.
And blindness is freedom.
Well, I'm happy I'm not as first thought as the executive producers of that movie.
Wow.
I don't think so, honey.
George, is it going to be pre-selected or global?
It's going to have to be pre for she.
Pre for
yeah,
she.
Pre for she.
Thank you. Yeah. This is George Severus. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who say, just let people enjoy things. Guess what, bitch? Do you know what I enjoy? Feeling morally superior to people who have bad taste. Oh. How dare I be dismissive of the Marvel, DC, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, West Wing cinematic universe? Guess what?
30.
All of those movies are funded by the military and big oil. And that's a fact, in my opinion. Oh, I'm sorry I criticized your favorite live-action board game. I can't wait for the movie adaptation of Settlers of Catan, starring Chris Pratt as a racist log. And guess what?
Five!
Enjoying things is straight, and not enjoying things is queer.
And that's 1 minute. George
Severus. And we also have a rule of culture. Rule of culture number 15. And that's a fact, in my opinion.
Give it up for Josh Sharp.
Paula Scola.
Twitter.
Joe Castle-Baker.
And George Severus.
They are our foolish men to prey on.
Now our next group.
Our next group is called Something Inside Me Said Yes. And the first to the stage is Catherine Cohen!
And welcome for
the microphone is...
the very shy Catherine Cohen! She's so shy! Oh my God!
Stop!
Wait, she says stop. She says stop.
She says stop. Catherine, what's it gonna be? Pre-selected or trollable?
Priestly.
I'm a priestly.
Uh-oh, my tits out.
This is Catherine, my tits out Cohen's. I don't think so, honey. Your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The moon? Why you always make me in a bad mood, the moon? Why you always make me feel like a bitch and act like a bitch even though my life is very easy, the moon? Why have you thrust me into the deepest, deepest depths of a spring depression, the moon? Absolutely, the moon. I don't think so, honey. The moon. I don't think so, honey. The moon. Why? Why did you make me this morning wake up and say, hey, today's a good day to text the person who asked me to be his girlfriend and then unasked me 4 days later if he wanted to go to the Guggenheim to see Hilda af Klint. I don't think so, honey, the moon. Why you make me buy a $65 candle, the moon? You swing your little ass around all day, the moon. You make the ocean go boom, the moon. I don't know. I don't think so, honey, the moon. You go up, you go down, whatever you like. No.
5 seconds.
No, the moon. Grow up. Stop making me fall in love, the moon. You stupid bitch. I don't think so, honey, the moon.
And that's why, man!
And we have a new world culture number 75. You make the ocean go boom,
the moon.
And everyone should go to the Guggenheim to check out Hilma af Klint.
But in the meantime, please welcome Marie Faustin!
Marie! And she's got her phone out.
My word.
You know, she came out here and she's unprepared. Okay?
No.
So she was like, she gonna do the bowl, but then she had an epiphany.
Oh! I cannot wait to find out what this epiphany had been.
This is Marie Faustin's I Don't Think So, Honey, Your Time Starts Now.
I don't think so, honey. People who watched Beyonce's Homecoming and then said it inspired them. Girl, where? Inspired you how? You gonna give up meat and carbs and fish and alcohol and greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes? I don't believe you because I looked in your cart at Trader Joe's and I saw cookies, okay? I don't think so, honey. People who watched it and said, it changed my life. Okay, so you won't call your two friends?
30.
The one that can't dance that well? The ones that dance how you dance? And you gonna bring them out at Coachella? Where are you gonna do that at?
15 seconds.
You gonna fake a pregnancy? Okay? You gonna fake a pregnancy? And then get pregnant for real with twins and take all the photos like you just got pregnant for the first time?
Five seconds.
You weren't pregnant the first time? I don't think so, honey. She's a queen and we get it. And y'all are shocked that black women are goddesses, but we already knew that.
And that's 1 minute! Marie Faustin,
conspiracy theorist, Blue Ivy, Beyonce was not pregnant with Blue Ivy.
The conspiracy theorist was born here tonight. Everyone, please welcome Melissa Sikowski to the mic! Come on, Melissa!
Wait, turn around.
Okay, yes!
And the metallic on the boots.
Come on, it's everything and more.
Thank you so much.
And here's the question we gotta ask. It's the bull or it's pre-selected? What are we thinking?
It is pre-selected.
It is pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
This is Melissa Sikowski's I Don't Think So, Honey, Our Time Starts Now.
I don't think so, honey. Grocery stores in my neighborhood who do not sell Miracle Whip. Absolutely not. Do you think I am proud of this purchase? Do you think I am proud? I want to leave my neighborhood, go to a different borough, the fancy borough, to buy a Midwestern delicacy? No, I do not. I don't think so, honey. You sell 19 different types of artisanal mayonnaise. 19 different types. Extra virgin olive oil mayonnaise, vegan mayonnaise, that is not a thing, that is not possible, does not exist. Truffle mayonnaise, we are over truffle. Nobody likes truffle anymore. Rosemary, I don't think so, honey. Miracle Whip is the share of condiments. It is iconic. It lasts for 72 years. It is the Mamma Mia, here we go again, two. It arrives in a helicopter. It is
Cher? Are you too good for Cher Williamsburg? Are you too good for Moonstruck? For Witches of Easter? Absolutely not. I don't think so, honey. Every grocery store in my neighborhood.
And that's 1 minute! Melissa Satowski, how dare you, these grocery stores? Unreal.
I mean, Miracle Whip is the share of condiments, and that's actually real culture number 7.
Miracle Whip is the share of condiments.
Now welcome to the microphone, our friend
Rosebud Baker! Rosebud!
Okay.
I love Rosebud.
I think I'm just gonna go with my heart.
Yeah, you gotta go with your heart, which is pre-selected, her heart. This I know for a fact.
Yes, this is Rosebud Baker's I Don't Think So Honey. Okay. Starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, Making New Friends. I can't do it. I was told tonight was a fashion event. There's cat hair on my sweater. And I put my cat down 3 months ago. I don't think so, honey, being funny. I don't think so, honey, being charming. I am single for the first time and I can't fucking do it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to meet new people. I don't want to
30.
I don't want to learn your personality. You don't want to learn mine. Trust me.
15 seconds.
I can't enjoy a massage unless it sends me to a women's shelter. Thank you so much. I don't
and
think so, honey.
That's 1 minute.
Rosebud Baker.
Does not
don't get to know her.
And now welcome to the microphone.
Kristen Buckle. Hello, Buckle. Ooh. It's honestly Cher and Clueless. Yeah. But Cher today.
Have you ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it? Yeah.
All right, so listen, here's the deal. What? We got a pre-selected option, and what else do we have, Bowen?
We got Trouble.
So there's two.
Oh, oh, oh. No. Oh,
pre-selected?
I'm so sorry, I make up my own decisions. Thank you.
Oh! Yeah. This is Kristen Buckles, I Don't Think So, Honey.
Okay, I Don't Think So, Honey. I am going to use notes.
Yeah, sorry. Use notes.
I'm
notes.
So sorry. I've had 4 8 hours of no sleep, so if anybody's on Adderall, unrelated.
It's a drug holiday, we all are here.
Yeah.
And her time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. People who think they're better than me because they're not on their phone. I'm so sorry if your phone is on grayscale right now. I feel fucking bad for you. I'm so sorry, Becky, but deleting your Facebook and your Instagram off of your homepage, it's not an accolade, it's a handicap.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I don't think so, honey. I have to work harder now to start a conversation with you. My friendship with you is now a fucking burden. I don't fucking think so, honey. I'm so sorry. So, you know, this is the girl who doesn't watch Game of Thrones and you're fucking proud of that? I'm so sorry, you're not special.
20 seconds.
You're the same girl who didn't watch Titanic in fifth grade. Fuck you. Yeah, I did masturbate to Leonardo DiCaprio for the first time and I'm so sorry you didn't get to do that. Here's the thing.
5.
No!
Keep going!
I'm so sorry, absolutely. It's just, I'm just saying that my phone is a personality trait. Look at this dude. What's happening here? Yes, slut! Okay! And that's it. I don't fucking think so, honey. Sit
and
down.
That's 1 minute! My phone, Kristen Bellows, and honestly, it's rule of culture number 30. My phone is a personality trait. And that's that. Give it up for this group! Something inside me said yes. Catherine Cullen!
Marie
Faustin!
Melissa
Tosky! Rosebud Baker!
And Kristen Buckles! And now please welcome...
our final group for this half.
First half. Please welcome to the stage...
Kelly Ripa could never!
Eva Victor!
Solange Azar!
Sabrina Wu!
Chris Murphy!
Victor.
Ava Victor!
Ava.
Oh my gosh. Is it latex?
This is simply latex.
Wow!
Okay.
Yeah.
Ava, what's it going to be? Pre-selected.
Pre-selected. You know me.
Yes. This is Ava Richards. I Don't Think So Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey. Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 miles. Bitch, you can't fall into the sky. Second, nobody in the history of the world is worth more than a 20-minute walk or a $7 lift. I Don't Think So Honey, Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 miles, bitch, okay? Also, did you know 1,000 miles would take 5 days to walk? When I say 1,000 miles, you say, that's unrealistic, Vanessa. 1,000 miles.
That's unrealistic, Vanessa.
1,000 miles.
20 seconds.
That's unrealistic, Vanessa.
Also, bitch, you know what the truth is? You know what the truth is?
What?
1,000 miles.
That's not realistic, Vanessa.
Also, if you walk 1,000 miles, he better make you come 1,000,000,000 times once you get there. And I know what you're thinking. Maybe it's not a he. Well, it is, bitch, because if it was a she would say, that doesn't make any sense, let's meet in the fucking middle.
5 seconds. Five.
So, Vanessa, get out of the fucking truck. Let me help you carry your piano back to your apartment, and let's think this through like adults. I don't think so, honey, Vanessa Carlton, to 1,000 miles.
And that is it! Amy Winter! Oh, shit.
That's unrealistic, Vanessa.
That's Real Girls number 100. That's unrealistic, Vanessa.
Now welcome to the microphone, Solange Azar!
Solange! Oh, yeah, Solange.
This look. Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yes, Solange, we have a trouble here. We have pre-selected topics up there, maybe? What do you say?
Pre-selected?
Yes, we got them up there.
This is Solange Resorts. I don't think so, honey. Our time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey. Anti-abortion propaganda.
Yeah.
Okay. Conservatives, gonna tell me what I can do with my body when y'all don't even know how to fuck good? Information is bad. Your logic is weird. Read a tweet. I don't think so, honey. Also, you have whack-ass confusing branding. Y'all heard of Mike Moon? Okay, he is
30 seconds.
State representative of Missouri who went on Facebook Live and was like, this is what an abortion is, and beheaded a chicken. I don't think so, honey.
No.
And also, I don't think so, science. I will say that, okay, and also, yes, if I had seen that video before I had my abortion, I would have walked into that clinic and been like, yes, the guillotine option, please. Okay, but that's only because I love drama, okay?
Yeah.
A fetus is a cluster of cells, and abortion is healthcare, folks. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute! So long!
Rule of culture zero.
A fetus is a cluster of cells,
and abortion is healthcare.
Bitch.
Welcome to the microphone, Sabrina Wu!
Sabrina! Hello.
Hello. What's it going to be?
We got pre-selected, we got trouble. It's up to you.
Pre-selected.
Sabrina, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Widely taught, critically acclaimed children's book, Tiki Tiki Tembo. For those of you who don't remember, the first sentence is, there once was a Chinese boy named Tiki Tiki Tembo, no saw Rembo, Cherry Berry Ruchi Pimp Berry Pembo. What a slur.
30 seconds.
I once knew a real Chinese man. Want to know what his name was? It was Lee. The author, in response to criticism, said, I'm sorry, I don't speak Chinese. I just wrote down what I heard my neighbor say.
15 seconds.
So I'm going to say real Chinese, and then I'm going to switch to not quite Chinese. But I won't tell you when, you tell me when.
Oh my God.
我的名字是吴俊怡,我很喜欢吃西瓜,而且你有没有听说这个书叫 Tiki Tiki Tembo?
I have a song in my heart, so I have to get it out.
He's got a song in his heart.
This is Chris Murphy's. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. William H. Macy? You overrated piece of shit. Letting your wife.
drown in the court of public opinion over Operation Varsity Blues? I'm sorry Felicity Huffman loves your idiot daughter more than you do. The only reason you weren't indicted in this case is because you weren't engaged in your daughter's educational future.
And 30 seconds!
So, honey, all right? You're nothing but a deadbeat fucking dad, just like the wet fart of a dead dad, deadbeat fucking dad, that you play on Shameless. Okay? All right, and maybe if you were a real, like, A-list actor and not a C-list character actor, you'd have enough money to sort of get your daughter into school the normal rich person way by buying a fucking building.
5 seconds! Jesus.
Also, apparently he's on Raya, and, like, guess what, William H. Macy? No one wants to fuck you. You look like Yertle the Turtle.
William H. Macy is on Raya?
He's on Raya.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it
from
me.
Wow.
You did.
It's bleak.
Have self-awareness.
Chris Murphy, everyone.
Chris Murphy.
And now, to close out Act One, who is it, Bowen?
It's Natalie Walker! Yes, thank you. Thank you, Natalie.
Natalie Walker.
Natalie, this look, thank you. And what's it going to be?
Dressed truly as the Oscar Glenn Close lost.
Oh!
It's a visual medium. I'm dressed in gold sequins and I look magnificent.
Yes, it's going to be pre-selected or Trouble.
It's going to be pre-selected that I thought of 30 minutes before the show.
We
but
love
I feel
that.
It in my heart.
It's fresh. This and is here it. Is Natalie Walker.
I don't think so. Many for time starts now.
I don't think so, Tavi Jevonson. Thank you for those of you in the audience whose minds don't desire hell and therefore are not on Twitter. Tavi Jevonson had a very successful fashion magazine that she then ditched for a very successful acting career in 2 Broadway shows that she has now abandoned to do Twitter's front-facing camera videos? Tavi, this pivot to video, just like the pivots to video of Mike, of BuzzFeed, of MTV News, it's hurting hundreds of people, including, bitch, me! I love a front-facing video, and if I had been in 2 Broadway shows, which I did go to school and train for, I would not be doing my front-facing videos, Tavi!
5 seconds.
You are hurting me, you are hurting the masses, and I won't endure your Snapchat filter comedy! I don't think so, honey.
And that's why we made it!
Natalie Walker, give it up for everybody!
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam. And liking our page on Facebook.